Good morning. Today, I want to create a podcast. Basically, I have not thought what I'm going to speak, but then I'm going to focus on completion versus perfection. I've been thinking of having a podcast for quite some time, but you know what? It's one of those things. How can I do it? Which app should I use? Can I do it? Would it be silly? Would anyone listen to it? You know what? All those negative thoughts. I've been writing, and writing is a different thing because I can just, you know, scratch off something and then I can keep writing it and then I can edit. I guess you can do that also. And I know pretty well that you can. Yes, you can edit an audio. But as I said, I want to complete this podcast. I'm not going to look for perfection. So one of my morning rituals is to say affirmation in front of the mirror. It makes me feel more connected. And I learned it from Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. She's the author of the book. So what I'm going to do is something like a warm-up for this podcast. And it's for encouraging people who want to start their own podcast, I guess, is to read the affirmation aloud for the purpose of this podcast. And if it helps you, great. So I'm going to do that now. In the infinity of life, where I am, all is perfect, whole and complete. I am one with the power that created me. I'm totally open and receptive to the abundant flow of prosperity that the universe offers. All my needs and desires are met before I even ask. I'm divinely guided and protected, and I make choices that are beneficial for me. I rejoice in others' successes, knowing there is plenty for us all. I'm constantly increasing my conscious awareness of abundance, and this reflects in a constantly increasing income and better relationship. My good comes from everywhere and everyone. All is well in my world. So, after reading this affirmation aloud in front of the mirror, what basically happens to me? To me, I've been doing this for several years. To me, it's like a mental clearance. You know what? There are ways of thinking differently. And also it makes me feel very grounded, very connected, gives me a clarity to think through for the day to accomplish my DTP, what I call, instead of sometimes I say DTP, which is daily target praxis, or SMD, start my days, because I list everything that I want to do. It could be as simple as keeping the trash out, or, you know, saying something like, you know, writing this, start a podcast, everything I just dumped down, brain dump, SMD, DTP, whatever. So these terminologies keep changing. So let me summarize. One is, first of all, it keeps me grounded. It makes me feel really confident and have clarity to accomplish my tasks for the day. Second thing, it makes me feel really, really good and gives me the assurance that, yes, my day is going to go great. Thank you so much, all the listeners of this podcast. I'm not sure whether I'm going to publish it, but let's see. Once again, I thank you for being a part of my journey in this podcast. Thank you, and you have a fantastic day. Bye.